Tuesday the 28th of October, Kofta Tishrei, Rabbi Chaim Rappaport, Why Women Are Potter from Mitzvah Hasei Shehaz Man Karoma.
Good morning, my name is Rabbi. Actually, there was a deficiency in the title of this morning's shiur because it's about two in yonim, why women are exempt from mitzvahs which are time-bound, Mitzvah Hasei Shehaz Man Karoma, and also Parashas Noach, related subject, why women are exempt from the mitzvah of Piri Verivya, be fruitful, multiply, the mitzvah to have children. So here we go. We'll try and split the shiur down the middle into two halves. That is an established halacha in the Sechus Kedushin, in the Mishnah, and in all halachic codes thereafter, that women are, generally speaking, potter from all commandments, positive commandments, mitzvahs asei, Shehaz Man Karoma. Therefore, women are part of the mitzvah of Krishma, from the mitzvah of Tefillin, from the mitzvah of Tzitzis, Sukkah, Lulav, Shofar, even though some of the mitzvahs they have a minhag to fulfill Ke'eino Mitzuva Va'osa on a voluntary basis. Nevertheless, minhagin, they are exempt from all these mitzvahs. Of course, this is a halakhic issue. What I wanted to start off with is the Tamei HaMitzvah for the rationale that has been suggested for this principle. So one of the most well known, actually, is known in the name of the Kolboy or the Alchus Chaim, from source Aleph. It actually comes from a Sefer Malmud HaTalmidim from Rabbi Yaakov Anatoli, where he speaks about the mitzvah of Mila in Parshas Lech Lecha, and he says the Dai Ois Habris Lezchorim Lefi Shenikeva Hila Ezer Hazachor Vel Isha Teshukasa Vuhu Yim Shulba Lehadricha Ola Anhiga Bidrochov Velaaseis Kol Maaseho Al Piv Vehoyosa HaDerech Hazer. Since the woman was created to be a helpmate to the man, Husibo Gankein She Patura Mikol Mitzvah Saseisha Hazman Groma, this is also the reason that she is exempt from positive commandments bound by time. For if she would have been preoccupied to do the mitzvah at the right time, prescribed time, the husband would be left without assistance at that time, and this would cause tension in the marriage. And also the correct relationship and the balance of power and dominion that was intended both for his and her good would no longer be there, the equilibrium would be upset. It is for the very same reason that since the man is the main yitzur with the helpmate of the woman, according to this reason, that the men have an oath, have a sign, the covenant of the Brit Mila, whereas women don't. This is sometimes paraphrased in modern books. The idea is that, of course, there's a division of roles. So men have the responsibility to study Torah to earn a living. And the women have an obligation to be the mainstay of the home, to look after the husband, to look after the children, the supportive role. And therefore, as such, in order to enable them to get on with their jobs, they were exempted from certain mitzvahs as man grom. That's the reason of the given, also quoted by the Alchus Chaim and the Kolboy, and reflected in a number of other sources, and according to the Avudah Ham and others, this is also the reason why we make the Bracha Shalei Asani Isha. Well, actually, it goes back to the Sisefta in Brachas Peir Vav, where it says we make a Bracha Shalei Asani Isha because we were not exempted from the mitzvah Shazman Groma, and the woman was, and her exemption was because of her shibud to her husband, as the Avudah Ham puts it, in the quote number 2, base, She'imas Ba'la Oleha Ve'imi Yechele Ve'kaim Afilu Ma'ashinit Tavi. Her role is always subordinate to that of her husband. The Gemara says, Ve'gabi Kibud Avu'im, in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Amid Beis, that Rishus Acheinim Oleha, her ability to fulfill the mitzvah in relation to her parents, depends on her husband. So, because of this, she is exempt from the mitzvah Sasei Shehaz Man Karoma. This is one of the reasons. There are other reasons which are less well known. For example, the Mogen Avraham in his Pirush Zayis Ranon in Yalkut Shemoni, on the pasuk which we read on the Haftarah of the first day Rosh Hashanah v'chanahim and Aberes Saliba in Ois Gimel, says, "Lomah Nishtat V'Hanoshim Maktanim V'Avodim Le'inim HaMitzvot." says the Yalkut. Why were women placed together with children and Canaanite slaves, Avodim Kenaniim and Shuchis Kenaniites, with regard to their obligation to fulfill the mitzvahs that they are potter? Says the Magen Avraham, Pirush Leinyan Mitzvahs Aseh Man Gromo. He says, because the women only have one heart. What does it mean they only have one heart? Taich the Magen Avraham and Zayas Ranon in the square brackets. She'ein yetsa toiv sholet behem kol kach. They don't have such a powerful good inclination. The drive to do good is not so strong in the case of women. The imkain, and therefore mitzvahs are seisha ein enegel olam. Mitzvahs which come from time to time, which don't become, where the person doesn't become so habituated to do them all the time, korav hu shelo ta'aseh, it is likely that the woman wouldn't do them anyway, even if she would have been commanded. Lefichach, therefore, patra akosel, in order not to get her into hot water, the Torah said that a woman is exempt from these mitzvahs under all circumstances. That's the Pirush of the Magen Avraham. In a totally antithetical idea to the above, Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch, in his commentary on Parshas Emor, Kapitel Chav Gimel Pasuk Nun Dalet, says that actually the reason why Torah exempts women from mitzvahs of Seishas Man Groma is not because of their inferiority, but because of their superiority. The Torah, he says, considers that women have enough natural devotion and dedication to their vocation, and they do so with great enthusiasm. And on the other hand, the temptations that men are likely to be vulnerable to in their capacity don't confront the women with the same intensity. And this is why it was not necessary to impose upon the woman all the mitzvahs. In other words, the mitzvahs, according to Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch, based on Chazal, were designed to an extent to curb man's temptation, to enable him to overpower his evil inclination, which is going to be quite strong. And in the case of the woman, the Torah said she doesn't need these strings attached to her, literally or figuratively, as in the case of Tzitzis, in order to remind her of her duty and obligation, in order that she shouldn't succumb to temptation, which is all too natural for men. So we have various views about why women are exempt from mitzvahs aseh shel zman groma. One reason, which is not so well known, is actually found in the writings of Lurianic Kabbalah, the Arizal, of Yitzhak Luria, and Tamei HaMitzvahs LaArizal, Parshas Bereishis and Shama Mori Rashbi, in Tikkun Hazeah, Tikkun Samach Tes. He says as follows, in number 8, Ba'atzris HaZochor Es HaMitzvah, when the man does the mitzvah, Ein Mehatzorich Shegam HaNoshim Ta'aseno Levado. It is not necessary for the women to do the mitzvah separately. Because the woman is included with him, presumably her husband, when he does that mitzvah. The zeh soid, and this is the esoteric meaning of Masha Omer Rabbi Seinu Zichrin Levrocha, that which our Savior, the blessed memory, said, Ishtoi kegufoi damya, that one's wife is like one's body. In Pashtus, the Gemara in Brachos Chav Daled is speaking about Luchas Kushma and Erevo. So the Gemara says, Ishtoi kegufoi damya. But the Arizal says that the mystical meaning of Ishtoi kegufoi damya means a man and woman are two halves of one whole, and therefore, when the man puts on tefillin, the woman doesn't need to put on tefillin. Why? Because the woman has, so to speak, put on tefillin in as much as her husband has put on tefillin. Just like you don't need to put on tefillin on all the hands, it's good enough if you put it on your left hand, yes? But you don't need to put it on the wife's hand either, because it's on the husband's hand, it's on the wife's hand as well, because Ishtei Kegufei Damya, he does the mitzvah on her behalf as well. And this, of course, this notion, this idea that man and woman are two halves of one whole, traces its origins back to the Zohar, where in Parshas Vayikra the Zohar tells us, as in Esavov, the tchar b'lo nukva plag gufo ikre, that the male without the female is only half, not a whole. It is only when the two fuse together to become one that we have a wholesome unit. And therefore, ishtei kegufei damya plag gufo, the woman is yotzei to the mitzvahs when her husband does the mitzvah. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, Chusa Yogan Aleinu, tells us that this idea is actually manifest in a halacha that is found in Shulchan Aruch. When we bench, the Gemara says in Brachas that it is important not to omit in the second bracha bris v'Torah, the covenant that is sealed in the flesh, and the Torah that we bris v'Shulchan to Mitzareinu and Torah v'Shulim Adetonu. So some have suggested that women shouldn't say this because women have no covenant sealed in their flesh, and women are not mitzvah in the midst of Talmud Torah. The Bis Yosef in Siman Kufi Zayin cites this. And then in his Beder Kabayis, he adds as follows in Oys Zayin, Utumihani, the Avod Mishnu B'mitzvah Shoyisha Chayevet, the Gamal Hanoshim Yesh Lodun, even with regard to women, one can consider the following, She'ein Nikra Odom Ela Kashi Yesh Lo Yisho, that a person is only called a whole man when he has a wife, Havali Zofar in the cave of Guf Echod, therefore, male and female constitute two halves of the one unit. The Shapir Motsulameima, based on this, it is perfectly acceptable and plausible for women to say, Al Guris Khoshikasam to Big Sereno, and likewise Al Teros Khoshilamadatonu for those who will pursue the next references in the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham, and Shulchan Aruch Harav on the same page. So once again, we see here in the writings of the Poskim a manifestation of this concept of a woman actually having the Torah and a woman actually studying Torah based on the notion of plad gufa. He goes further and suggests, as you see in Ois Yud Aleph, the inyan there who lo rak benoshim nesuos elo gam bivnois yisrael shaloi nesui dai. You might say, what about a woman who's still not married? How does she put on tefillin? Ki kivin she'ish ve'isho yachad heim neshomo achad. Since both men and women are one neshomo, the kol echad or kol achas bifni atzmo hu plad gufa, each one on their own is only half. Harigam lifnei chibur shnei achatzoim yachad. Therefore, even before the fusion of the two halves into one whole, mehani hamaaseh shelo ish mechetzei hasheni ha'isha, that the deed of the man is effective for the second half, the other half, which is the woman. So somewhere across the globe, we don't know whether it's in London or elsewhere, there is a man who is doing the mitzvahs on behalf of all the unmarried girls. Well, there's a man for each unmarried girl who is doing the mitzvahs on her behalf. How will she know who it is? She doesn't need to know, but eventually, hopefully, she will find out when the two halves do come together, kedas Moshe Yisroel. This is just a little bit of a preview, really, to what I wanted to come to in connection to this Sedra, the mitzvah of Pru Ravu. Pru Ravu, or Middle Arts, the Cheshua, the mitzvah to have children, is not a mitzvah to say Shazman Gromah. It's a mitzvah to say, it's a positive commandment, but it's not one that would be described and found by time. And indeed, there is a Tana who says, that women are also obliged to fulfill the mitzvah of Pru Ravu. But the halacha is, like the Stam Mishnah in Maseches Yevamos, Ha'isha el das samachei on the base, Ha'ish mitzvah al piri v'yivya, avaloi ha'isha, this is the man that is enjoined to fulfill this mitzvah, not the woman. Now, of course, technically speaking, it is impossible for the man to fulfill the mitzvah without the assistance of a woman. But the obligation is his. And what is his obligation? His obligation is, lav le'rach ha'isha, to look for a woman who will be prepared to marry him and bear children, who he will then be able to marry and have children with. But the mandate, the obligation, to heal, is upon the man. The woman is not mechuyev to, and strictly speaking, if not for the concern of hashad, of inappropriate rumors being spread, or whatever the case is, a woman doesn't have a chiyuv to get married. And if a man approaches her, she's not mechuyev to say yes. She could choose to remain a spinster, to remain single her entire life. A man, however, has a mitzvah of Pru, which is the first mitzvah in Avinu Ezra and Siman Aleph, and it speaks about this mitzvah. It's a very important mitzvah. Someone who refrains, it's Kibbutz Shechus Domim, etc., etc. So, why is a woman exempt from the mitzvah of Pru? If you look in Eisiv Gimel, you'll see the Machlekes, Harish Mitzvah, Al-Pidya, Balivya, Val-Loya, Ishar, V'yechna, Mandoi, Karim, Al-Shneh, Moim, Avayvarach, Yisimakim, Lohem Elohim Pru Urvu. Dr. Gemara, I'm not revealing from where we know this. The Torah indicates this in the word v'chivshuha. Conquer. Ish darke lichbosh v'ein ish darke lichbosh. It is characteristic of a man to do kibush, conquest, and not of a woman. Reading more Adirabe v'chivshu ha'tar to mashma, could have said v'chivshu, v'chivshu implies to Omer v'nachem v'yitzchok, that's the creed of the k'siv is tachem v'chivshu. V'yitzchok on the Rochi, it is another posach, and he kills shakai prayer of the day, v'loi kama pru revu, it says in Parshas. Later on, it says prayer of the day in the singular tense, in the second person singular, not plural. And then the Gemara goes on to discuss other things, as we will see soon. Now, this of course provides a biblical source for the exemption of women from the mitzvah of Purim. Question still remains, what is the reason for this patur? And for this, the Oris HaMeach, in his Sefer Meshechoch Meremei HaSimcha Zvinsk on Parshas Noach, has a beautiful and elaborate explanation. Actually, to be precise, two explanations he has for this. The gist of his explanations is as follows. I don't want to go through the words. We'll see if we have time to look at the text. But the text is here with some footnotes, which I have provided for your assistance in your own perusal of the text later on. What he says is as follows. He says, it is axiomatic to Yiddishkeit that the Torah does not impose upon people unreasonable requests. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Tzuni and B'Yotzov, the Fum Gam Noshichana, the load is according to the camel, not more than it can bear. And therefore, this principle of the Rachel Darshi Noe Bechon is to the Sarah Sholem, a reasonable, user-friendly Torah, is something which is manifest in many different halachas and stood in front of Chazal, the Oris HaMasorah, as a cornerstone in their deliberations of how the halacha would unfold. The Torah, for example, he says, tells us to fast. How many days a year? Not 40, but one, Yom Kippur. Why? Because it's stretching the ability of mankind to fast, to go without food. The Torah, for example, does not command any individual, with the exception of Moshe Rabbeinu, to abstain from marital intimacy. Unlike other faith denominations, Judaism says, no, a man should get married. Moshe Rabbeinu was alone to himself for reasons that apply specifically for him, as the Rambam explains in Hilchos Seder HaTorah also, Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, which I provided in footnote 2. There are cases where the Torah even gives greater consideration for the weakness of mankind, such as the parasha of Eshi Sipas Torah and parasha Kiseite, because of the circumstances of a warrior coming back from the battlefield, and the type of passions that are enormous, and the Torah therefore made special allowances for him to indulge in the Eshi Sipas Torah, something which goes against the spirit of Jewish law, even when it is allowed. Therefore, he said, taking this into consideration and applying it to the mitzvah of Pru Ravu, we can say that it doesn't apply to women for one of two reasons. The first reason, he says, goes as follows. It is well known, maybe not so much to us, but even up to 100 years ago it was well known, that women often died in childbirth. Childbirth is considered a danger. Of the halacha, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for a woman who is a yeledah. The Mishnah says in Shabbos, "Al sholosh mei aveiros noshim meisus b'shas ledoson." It's a shas of sakona, it's a time of danger. So therefore, it is not darchi noyan. It would not be a way of pleasantness, so to speak, for the Torah to say to a woman, "You must get married and have children." It would be instructing the woman to embark upon a mission which entails a threat to her life. Now, of course, if a woman chooses to do so, then at least she has made the decision. She wants the family and she's prepared to take the risk. But given that one in, I don't know how many, every two or three or four women died in childbirth, it was a significant risk. And even today, it's not without any risks. And therefore, the Torah did not impose this upon the woman as an obligation. The man, of course, doesn't risk his life. So therefore the man has an obligation to seek out a woman who voluntarily wishes to be his partner in the mitzvah of Pru Ravu. And as the Ram says in Kedushin Perek Beis, she gets of course a great reward for her voluntary dedication to this mitzvah. And of course the Fun Sara Agra, the reward is always commensurate with the painstaking effort, her reward will be very great. But the Torah did not make this a mandate. There is a difference between something she does out of her volition or something which is a chayva. And therefore, Meshech Chochmah says, now this is the reason why the Torah did not make the mitzvah of Pru or Vu a chiyuv upon women, only upon men. In a slightly different vein, he gives a second shot toward the end of his people here, which I've selected here from Meshech Chochmah, La Torah, and Parashat Seinu, and Parashat Nerah. And he says as follows, that essentially, why did the Chlal, did the Torah have to give an obligation of approval? The Torah doesn't need to command something which people are going to do anyway. In other words, it's only natural that people want to get married with regard to men and with regard to women. The Torah, yes, Adam, Levado, yes, the Kenegdali was implanted in the Teva of people, that people seek partners, people want to get married. If they want to get married, so they're going to find partners and they're going to have children anyway. So why does the Torah need to make a commandment out of something which, had they been left to their own devices, human beings would have done anyway? The proof of the pudding is that even people are not, they don't respect any commandments or are not commanded to do so, they also have children. Kachi derech kol haaretz. So why does the Torah need to give a commandment? He says, the Ikar commandment is for men in circumstances where otherwise they wouldn't be inclined to do so. When is that? A person marries a woman and he's married for 10 years and he doesn't have any children. So in such circumstances he's married and he loves his wife. So he wouldn't necessarily go and take an extra wife. But the Mishnah says, the Gemara says in Yevamos, that Tanakhim is based, that if a person was married for so long and he hasn't had in the Sukkot, so in Habal, he'd been to there, if he didn't have children, he has to marry another woman. He has to, in time when before him there had been a Geshem, when a person had two wives, he has to marry a woman who can bear children. That a man would not necessarily have been inclined to do of his own accord, because that is not something which nature would dictate. So that's why we have a mitzvah of Pru or Vu, that come what may, the man should feel compelled to fulfill this mitzvah. Now we can understand, if that's the case, this is why it wasn't applied to a woman. Why not? Because in the case of a man, what does this entail? Again, on the biblical level, before Chayim there had been a Geshem, a person doesn't have children from one wife, so he marries a second wife. So he has two. He has the woman that he married, and he still lives with and loves, and he has now another wife. And from the second wife you'll have children, like it happened with the others. But first, this is possible for the man, but for the woman this is not possible, because a woman is not allowed to have more than one husband. So had the Torah imposed this upon a woman, what would this have meant? This would have meant, had the Torah said women are mechuyav in the mitzvah of Pru or Vu, it would have meant that if a woman was married for 10 years, she would then have to divorce her husband, or ask her husband to divorce her and then find another husband. This, he says, goes against the grain of nature. Here she's married to someone who she loves and cares for, so she has to, in his lashon, teitzei me'ahuv nafsho, leave her beloved husband in order to marry a stranger. This goes against the grain of derachel darachinoem v'chol nesivos v'shalom, coming back to the same axiom which he established at the beginning, that the Torah was given to be something which people can live with comfortably, not something that people have to steal themselves to fulfill and go against the nature. Mela, that's why the Torah never made a mitzvah on the woman, because the mitzvah was made for the man in circumstances where he might have been likely not to be mekayem the mitzvah for a woman. But for a man it's reasonable. Why? Because he can take another wife. Or but to say that mitzvah for a woman, that would mean taka, that she would have to do something which goes against the grain, and therefore that the Torah does not wish to impose upon him. V'lochein ligzer al ha'isha ki tinotze le'ish v'lo yoyne heitze me'ahuv nafsho, if her husband can't give her children and she should marry the tikach ish acher, zeh neged ha'teva lehoi ha'choni v'lisne ro'or. This goes against the nature of a human being to be able to suddenly love the distant one and to suddenly reject the beloved one. The man, on the other hand, who can marry another wife, olav hitila ha'toyah mitzvah. And the end of this shtikol Meshech Chochmah, he has a very beautiful remez. He says, "Zeh hemshech ha'ma'amorim sh'omar Rebbe Lozor b'Rebbe Shimon seif perek habor." If you think about all the above, you will understand the sequence of the sayings of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon at the end of the sixth chapter of Yevamos on Tehillim Beis. There are three mamorim of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon in the Gemara, which is reproduced here in Oisiv Gim. The first is that only a man is mechuyev in the mitzvah of Pri Beridia and not a woman. The second, Va'omer Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, carrying on from where we left off before, Kishem shemitzvah alodon leima dova nishma, kach mitzvah alodon shalei leima dova sheine nishma. Just like a person should, for example, reproach where there's a chance of it being listened to, he should avoid doing so where it's going to fall on deaf ears. And finally, there is another memra, mutalei la'odam l'shanes bidvar ha'sholem. And the pashtas, these three mamorim, are all brought together because they're attributed to the same author of Elazar ben Shimon. But, as I understand it, because he doesn't spell it out in full, the Meshech Chochma is suggesting here that there is a thematic link between the three statements of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. What is the thematic link? The principle that he spelled out at the beginning of his work, that the Torah is a user-friendly set of laws. It is l'fi ha-teva. It's not counterintuitive. It is in accordance with the best nature of mankind. Those are the words that he quotes from the second line of his phrase. If that's the case, then it follows from the same reason the woman is exempt. A woman is exempt from the not from the mitzvah of Pri Beridia, but from the chiyuv of Pri Beridia, the mandate of Pri Beridia, which is based on what, as we've explained in two different ways, the Rachel Darchi Noyam, the Chol Yisirusel Sholim. So by the same token, it follows from that same principle that Kishem Shemitzvah Lodom Leim Adova Nishma Kach Mitzvah Lodom Shalelim Adova Shem Nishma. You don't need to beat the dead horse or flog, whatever metaphor you wish to use. And from the same principle, it also follows that Mutan Elodim Mishanis Bidar Sholem, to promote peace and harmonious relationships and to avoid fissures and disharmony in society, that will may bend the truth in order that peace should prevail. Hence, there is actually a common factor and feature in all the three teachings of Rab Elazar ben Shimon. Of course, this is only tentative, it's a suggestion. Named the Gzeres HaKotel, that women are exempt from the chiyuv of the mitzvah of Pri Beridia. But I can show them, and they're claiming in many cases, Rambam says that although there are many mitzvahs which we don't understand, it is appropriate for a person, lehisboinein b'chukei ha-Torah, to contemplate the laws of the Torah, even those for which a reason was not given, and see, maybe he can find the time to rationalize and understand the mitzvahs, and absorb them, internalize them with some sort of reason and rationale. This is a very positive thing, and this is something which the Meshech Chochma does here. And it is therefore that he says that this explanation for which he gives for the exemption of Pri Beridia. So we've had a little exploration of some of the reasons that have been suggested for the Ptura of women from mitzvah cessation of Man Groma, leading up to the pasuk in this week's Sedra, which speaks about Pur Ruv by Baruch Lekumas Noach, after they came out from the Teva, and he said to the men only to be fruitful, why women are exempt from the mitzvah of Pri Beridia. Thank you very much. Yashar.